The Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network presents Breaking News. Culture is religion externalized. Join us as we evaluate Christianity's influence throughout the world and discuss news and events taking place in the Christian community and our world today.
You're listening to the Breaking News Podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Walker. And in this episode, we are going to be discussing sexual exploitation and its biblical remedy. The Breaking News Podcast is a production of the Recon Resource Network. For more information, you can visit the website at www.thereconresourcenetwork.com. Thank you for joining us and welcome back to another episode of the Breaking News Podcast. We're happy to have you here with us today. And we're going to get ourselves started with this episode of Breaking News with our updates on Christianity's March Forward. So let's go ahead and begin with a few updates we know that you're going to want to hear. The updates we have for you today on Christianity's March Forward, we have quite a few updates to share with you, and so we're happy to be able to bring these to you. Some of these are updates we found ourselves around the internet and otherwise, and some that people had given to us to share as well on their behalf. Now, to begin with, let's start with one of the first ones, which was a user-submitted update. And this update had to do with a government official by the name of Dan Fisher, who is seeking to be governor in the state of Oklahoma. Dan Fisher has a website, www.fisherforgovernor.com, and can also be found on Facebook at Dan Fisher for Governor. This website, and Dan himself, Dan Fisher, he is running on a ticket with a few things that are his focus. And his focus is ASAP. The A standing for Abolish Abortion, the S for State Sovereignty, the A for Audit Everything, and P for Proper Government. You can go to his website at fisherforgovernor.com and click on the Dan's platform at the top for more information on Dan Fisher. But he also has other things as well, other issues that he wants to focus on besides his top four on the economy, the Second Amendment, energy, education, taxes, government size and growth, government transparency, law enforcement, and other epidemics about drugs. Now, I think it's very important for people, and I do find it encouraging, to see politicians who are running on tickets similar to this, especially in America. The idea of being able to come out and run on a ticket that wants to abolish abortion entirely is a very encouraging and very productive thing, something that we need to see here in America. Now, there are a few pitfalls that I'd like to warn people about, because I know that people will be very encouraged to hear about such leaders that would want to abolish abortion in America, a very important topic and something that needs to be done right away here in America. There are a few pitfalls that I'd like to add with this update, with Christianity's March Forward, because with Christianity, we should be influencing society. So influencing to where it goes into the governmental sphere and civil realm, where we start to see the laws of the government come into alignment with the laws of God, is a very good and very encouraging thing. The downside to it is that we have to be careful about politics in general, because Christianity is not a top-down religion. So even though I think this is very good to include in Christianity's March Forward as it's starting to have its influence, as Dan Fisher had said on his site that he was himself a Christian and a pastor for a number of years, so he's a professing Christian, there is something that is needing to be pointed out here. The fact that he is against abortion is absolutely fantastic. But there is a question of concern that on his own ticket, he is not against education, meaning government-funded and government-run education. Now, we have to ask ourselves, why are we in a society where abortion is so prevalent? One of those is because of the educational field. They are taught to be humanists. So let's say Mr. Dan Fisher, he's elected in Oklahoma, and he is able to do as he hopes, abolish abortion in Oklahoma right away. Let's say that his term ends in just a few years, and because we have not focused on education, or in 10 years, abortion is back legal again in Oklahoma because, of course, the people have been raised up and grown up to say, hold on a minute, we know that under Dan Fisher, we may have thought, or the people before us thought, that abortion was wrong, but perhaps it should be okay in certain circumstances. So it goes right back to having abortion legal under certain circumstances or for certain reasons. So I think it's encouraging to see these things. That's why it was included in this update for the Breaking News podcast. But I think we need to be aware of the root problem itself. Abortion is just one symptom of humanism. And so to abolish abortion itself, but not to tackle the root, is just to refight the fight in a few years. So we'll go ahead and include that for today's update as far as Dan Fisher for governor. Very encouraging thing. If you're in Oklahoma and you're a voter, then this is going to be something you want to pay attention to, something you want to look at, especially when you're looking at other potential candidates, when you're in the voting booth. Mr. Dan Fisher, I'm sure, is going to be somebody that would be much more likely to have your support than others. And so this is something that you should look into, and we are going to include this in our update here. But we should also remember that Christianity is not a top-down approach. We don't go up for the government and then work our way down. We start at the base and work up. We're working on the root problem, which is the heart. And we've said it before, but the problem is this, is not that abortion is legal in America, but that people want abortion and they want to be able to perform abortions or kill their children. That is the root cause problem, and that is the field of education, which, as I said, is one of the things where with Dan Fisher seems to be a deficiency. He is against abortion, but he's not against humanistic public education. And in this case, that is a deficiency in the candidacy, but an advance over the majority of other candidates you might run into. Well, that's going to be our first update. Our second update is something we're very encouraged about, and we mentioned on the last episode of Breaking News Podcast, the Reconstructionist Radio, or ReconstructionistRadio.com. There are now four more podcasts added to their lineup. There's an extensive lineup already. If you have not gone on there to see their podcast or their audiobooks, I definitely encourage you to do that again. But there are four new podcasts coming to Reconstructionist Radio. The first that came this week was The Meat of the Word Q&A with Martin Celebrity. He, of course, is the vice president of the Chalcedon Foundation. We also mentioned the Chalcedon Foundation in our last update as well. And his Q&A sessions are going to be turned into weekly podcasts, which are already begun airing on Reconstructionist Radio. So if this is something that you're interested in, definitely go check that out. The Breaking News Podcast, this podcast, has also been added to this wonderful lineup. So we're very honored to be on the lineup with them as well. And there's another one as well, Christian Reconstruction 101. This is a podcast for those people that are new to Christian Reconstruction and need to be encouraged or understand the ideas behind it, or those people who are interested in the idea and the subject and don't know much about it at all. So check out Christian Reconstruction 101. It is also a production of the Recon Resource Network, just like this podcast, Breaking News Podcast. But this one specifically is a teaching tool, which is also going to be airing on Reconstructionist Radio as well. And the last one we have here, as far as the podcasts that are coming to the Reconstructionist Radio, is Rush Dooney Radio. You heard me right, Rush Dooney Radio. If anybody is familiar with R.J. Rush Dooney, then this is going to be very exciting for you. If you are interested in learning more about this, you can go to Facebook into the search bar and type in Rush Dooney Radio. It's going to be, you can find it from there and like the page. And you can also find it, of course, on Reconstructionist Radio, which will be airing every week. We'll be revisiting lectures and sermons, all content that R.J. Rush Dooney has produced. And this was given permission from the Chalcedon Foundation to allow this to be reproduced and to be published on air. And this, of course, was given to them, to the GCS Apprenticeship Program, to produce Reconstructionist Radio to broadcast as well. So these four brand new podcasts are very encouraging. We think the listener is going to be able to get a lot out of these podcasts and think you should check them out. Our number three update we have for you today is also user-submitted as well. This, of course, is the new Geneva Christian Leadership Academy. Now, this is something you can go to the website. It is www.newgeneva.us. New Geneva is spelled N-E-W-G-E-N-E-V-A. geneva.us. The new Geneva Leadership Academy has also expanded outside the United States and has extended itself also internationally into Malaysia as well. Now, more about them as well. What is New Geneva all about? On their website, it says the New Geneva Christian Leadership Academy is dedicated to the advancement of the Christian faith for a Christ-centered social order. Through scholarship, discipleship, and the application of God's law to every area and institution of human existence, New Geneva students are positioned to become the cultural leaders God has called them to be for the establishment of God's kingdom. Now, this, of course, is a college program. It says, this type of teaching is mentoring training experience. The New Geneva Christian Leadership Academy is a biblical alternative to the college dilemma. So if you are a parent and your children are thinking about college itself and we're thinking of an alternative, Christian alternative, this might be something you should look into, might be something that you're interested in and could also work for you. For more information, you can also contact them directly by going to their website, newgeneva.us. You can also call them on phone. Phone number is on their website, 434-352-2667. And you can also email them at info@newgeneva.us. Well, thank you for joining us for these updates. I hope these updates are going to be something that will be encouraging to you and helpful. And we are now going to enter into now our top story. Our top story today on the Breaking News Podcast is about Harvey Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein is not the only one we're going to be talking about today, but there are many rumors floating around and accusations about sexual exploitation in Hollywood and throughout the world. Now, Harvey Weinstein was not the only one in this last couple weeks that have come out and had accusations made against them, but Harvey Weinstein was the biggest. Harvey Weinstein, of course, was one of the co-founders of Miramax Films and the Weinstein Company. Both of these are very popular. They produce the movies that are the most prolific out there, including Lord of the Rings and some of the other bigger type movies that are out there. So Harvey Weinstein was one of the big wigs of Hollywood. There are other people that were also accused of sexual exploitation. Otherwise, there are also Olympic athletes who were recently coming out as well, accusing their doctors of sexual exploitation as well. And recently, most recently, even Kevin Spacey. And he, of course, is a well-known actor as well. But what it comes down to, the discussion we're going to be having is about Harvey Weinstein's sexual exploitation and the biblical remedy for these things. Now, there's a lot of different accusations that were floating around about Harvey Weinstein. But the most prolific was that he had made unwanted advances towards women, towards people that were potentially going to be in shows, the actresses of his shows. And some of them were even accusing him of rape. But none of them were new. All these cases had been years and years old, and now all of a sudden everybody was coming out. Including, we recently had not just them, but Corey Feldman as well. Corey Feldman, the childhood star. And he had for many years been talking about the pedophilia rings and sexual exploitation in Hollywood. And now he, of course, has come out also once all these other revelations throughout Hollywood. And he's also named names of people who he accused of being the people who exploited him as a child. Now, some of the things we may or may not know about Harvey Weinstein is that Harvey Weinstein not only was the producer of these things, but he was also named by Time Magazine in 2012 as one of the 100 most influential people in the world. Now, this is from Time Magazine 2012, so 5 years ago. Harvey Weinstein was considered to be one of the most influential people in the world. He also was one of the people who was petitioning the UK, and not just him, but many other people as well, along with Benedict Cumberbatch and many others, to try to eliminate the laws on the books against sodomy and homosexuality in the courts, specifically in the UK and other places like this. And he was a very prolific person, a very wealthy man, very influential man, and he took advantage of his position with a number of people. And this is not just, of course, something that is secluded to Harvey Weinstein, but it's something that's prolific. As they always say, he's the one that got caught. Now, once this happened, and this was just recently, all the different studios came out and all the different departments and started cutting ties with Harvey Weinstein and ejecting him from their national boards and all the rest, the British Academy, Film, Television, Arts. All of them were separating themselves and distancing themselves from Harvey Weinstein. What he had to say about it, of course, were things along the lines that he had made a mistake. He had to get control of himself and things like this, but was not denying that there were inappropriate actions that he had taken. Just the only thing that he had said was that none of them were unconsensual, meaning that he made the advances, and even though they may be somewhat willing advances or not, he still said that there was no such thing as considered to be rape involved. Now, other actresses have come forward and outrightly accused him of not just exploiting them, but of actual rape. And potentially, the DA's offices and things like that have been putting together or trying to put together a case to prosecute, and that might actually happen. I bring all these things up, at least for this episode of the Breaking News Podcast, not just to point out the situation about Harvey Weinstein, not just to point out the things about Kevin Spacey or any other the actors or actresses that have had problems in the past. But the real question we have to learn from this, and this is part of the Breaking News Podcast, is what are we supposed to learn from the news? What are we supposed to learn from the media? Now, I think the first thing we have to learn about cases like this, sexual exploitation, is that the world is full of men and women who will attempt to take sexual advantage of others. Absolutely full of it. It is part of the human nature of man to exploit, to use things for their own means or purposes. This is part of thou shalt have no other gods before me. Man and woman both believe they can do what they want, and others should have to do what they want them to do. And if someone wants to take sexual advantage of someone else, this other person is supposed to give in to them and allow them to do this. This is something we should understand from a Christian perspective is a basic, normal fall of man characteristic. Because this is also something that's not only, and this is something we should learn, secluded to people like Hollywood. It's easy for people to say, when they hear stories like this, oh, wow, how could these horrible people do these things? These are obviously non-Christian people. These people are just horrible, and these people are terrible. But we, the good people of the church, those good Christians, we wouldn't do these things. But just these rotten sinners in Hollywood. Hollywood is filth, and this just proves that Hollywood is filth. Well, is that the case? No, it's not. It's not the case. It's not secluded to a group of people or whomever the individuals are. It's not a male issue. It's not a female issue. It's a mankind issue. As Christians, we should be able to step back and see this, examine ourselves. Is this something that we have a problem with as well? And the answer is very simple. If we go back to the Bible, we have King David. King David, a very famous situation where he is king, he stays home from the war, and he sees a woman, and she is bathing on the rooftops. Well, of course, problem number one is the king wasn't doing his job. He was off staying at home where he should be off at the war. But the second problem was that he had seen a woman who was showering, and he, of course, he felt that this was something he wanted to continue to watch. This is problem number two. Problem number three is that he approached the woman and clearly engaged into a inappropriate sexual activity with Bathsheba, and it was not a one-time event. And now, could this be considered to be rape? No, I don't think so. Could it be considered to be sexual exploitation of position? Well, I definitely think it could be in some shape, form, or fashion. I mean, this is the king, after all. King David, of course, is the hero. And it would not be complicated or difficult for a man of this type of position to exploit his position to seduce a woman like Bathsheba. He has a position, he has power, and he's going to use that position and power in one shape, form, or fashion to exploit to get what he wants. In this case, he wanted a sexual advantage over this woman, Bathsheba. Harvey Weinstein and these other people that we're talking about here also use their positions and their powers in one shape, form, or fashion to exploit other people. So this is something that we have to be aware of, that it's not just a Hollywood issue, but it can be used anywhere across the world. Any job, any position, anything whatsoever, this concept of positions and exploiting those positions and exploiting the vulnerable. This is something that is not a Hollywood issue, but is a mankind issue. And if we as Christians are going to learn from these issues, we have to say anyone can be a person that falls into these situations. There are other situations, which I won't go into in depth, but a couple years ago in the Christian community, where there were prominent, well-known Christian men who ran Christian ministries, who then, with their position, with their power, exploited their positions and power with young women, and of course were eventually caught with these young women, which of course destroyed then the ministries that they were developing with what they were trying to do with Christianity and all the rest. Their position, their power, and their influence is what they utilized to seduce these women. Now, how much is known about the situations all the time? You will never really know. The only two people that will ever know are the people that were actually involved. But one thing we can say, people of position and power are vulnerable for lots of different reasons. And so you have to know that, number one, you're vulnerable to attack, and you're also vulnerable to being the person that exploits others. King David, one of the greatest Christians ever, and he was not above such things. In fact, besides just exploiting women, he also then went above that and also murdered the husband. And so we have to admit to ourselves, and we see it all throughout the world, pastors and teachers are constantly exploiting their positions and exploiting the vulnerable to do these things. In fact, in the Bible, there's another situation where Eli, the high priest, had sons. And you might remember this situation in 1 Samuel, where Samuel was growing up in the temple. Eli was his person who was caretaking for him. And then, of course, the sons of Eli, they were also priests. And the women that were bringing sacrifices to the temple, these are people coming to God, bringing sacrifices for forgiveness. And then the sons of Eli were exploiting these women and seducing them at the temple and having sexual relationships with them. So we have to say that throughout history, this is a major problem. It's not just dirty Hollywood that has these issues, but even the history of the church and history of Christianity and the modern history of both is also infected by these things. So we are very careful. We should be very careful not to think that anyone is above such things. If we think that anyone or any person is above such things, then we're not paying attention whatsoever. Moving from the caution that all men, women, and people are capable of these things, And this includes, we also had recently in the news, before I jump into that, I want to touch up another base, because it's also a common misconception to think this is a man issue. But recently in the news, if you're watching the news at all, and I hope you do, there's been a string, an absolute string of women, teachers, who are being caught in illicit relationships with students, male and female students, both. And they're exploiting their positions and their power to seduce these students. Now, what is the level of what they can understand or whatnot? Well, in America, it says that children under the age of 18 cannot consent. It doesn't matter what they do. So it really is irrelevant if somebody says, well, the 17-year-old knows what they're doing. It really is irrelevant. What it means is this, is that this person is exploiting their position and their power to get what they want. And it doesn't matter if it's a man who's a teacher who's exploiting a female student, or if it is a female teacher who's exploiting her position to seduce a male student. It really does not matter. It's irrelevant. And these are not man or woman issues. These are mankind issues, weaknesses that everyone has. And so this is something we should learn from this. But we do have natural protections. And this is something we all should know, learn, and also teach. These natural protections come from God. Let's start very basically. What is the first natural protection that a person has? And that comes, the natural protection is that we have a family. The family is the number one protector of children when they grow up. Now, this natural protection that we have, the father, the mother, the brothers, the sisters, the grandparents, these people are the ones who are supposed to help us to keep us in check. They're supposed to help us to be safe. They're supposed to watch us. And so the primary person, the primary responsibility of the people who are supposed to protect us are father, mother, brother, and sister. And if we cling to these, we stay around these people, stay with these people, then our ability or the ability for other people to exploit us or our children is going to be absolutely 100% drastically reduced to almost nothing. Because these are the natural protections that are there, the family. Beyond the family, let's say a young woman, she now is married. She no longer has her family, but it is still there for her own protections. But now she has a husband. the husband is now the protector of his wife and the father now of the children. He is now also the protector of his own children as well. These are natural protections that we have in place. A couple other natural protections that we have in place here as well is that how do we overcome the temptation for sexual exploitation of others? And the Bible is very clear. It's very simple. I won't read the verses entirely. I'll just give citations. 1 Corinthians 7:1-5 talks about Paul, how somebody was having the question, but was it good to stay single or whatever? And he addresses the issue in 1 Corinthians 7, where it was good to stay single if a person could, but the idea was that most people could not. And this means it was very good for them to have their own husband and their own wife. This is how they could flee fornication or sexual sins. So the natural protections that God has is marriage. Marriage is a natural protection against sexual exploitation. In other verses, we'll jump from just here, but into Proverbs 5, and it is 15-23 in Proverbs 5. And in Proverbs 5:15-23, it says along the lines, it's talking about how we are supposed to utilize the marriage or the marriage bed. That is supposed to be where our focus is at. An outlet for your sexual temptations, sexual urges, is the marriage bed. That is where you're supposed to be putting your interest. You're supposed to, as the Bible says here, always be ravished with your wife, but not to be ravished with that of a strange woman. In other words, your focus is supposed to be that of godly marital relations, and this should be your natural protections to have consistent relations. In fact, God also has in here a warning, Paul does in 1 Corinthians, that you're always supposed to be with your husband or wife. In fact, one of the other natural protections is that the husband cannot refuse the wife, and the wife cannot refuse the husband. If one or the other desires to have their desires fulfilled, the other one has to submit to them. In other words, there's no concept of consent in marriage. The fact that you're married is the consent. The fact that you married this person, you gave your body to this person, that person gave their body to you. This is your God-given outlet for these things and your natural protections. In fact, God says that you're supposed to want to stay with this person and be mindful to exercise yourself consistently in this. Because if people do not have consistent relations with each other when they're married, then they will be seeking out sexual exploitation of someone else. So these are natural protections and warnings against them as well. So these are something that we should learn, is that God has given us natural protections, mainly the family, to get married. And then when you're married, the protections are those people within that marriage, that family unit that you have keeping you in check with what you're supposed to be doing and not doing. But we also should be teaching, and this is something we should also learn, that you need to prosecute people whenever they are breaking God's law. And this means it can be civilly or just personally, but it needs to be understood that people cannot exploit you sexually. And the reason why I bring this up is because you have all these people bringing up all these accusations, but they're years old. Some of them 10 or 15 years old, these accounts. I think years ago, there's Bill Cosby, and he had somebody who was almost 20 or 30 years, and now somebody's coming forward and saying that he had raped them. These are problems, and this is why we say people should be taught also that we should prosecute people. If your son, your daughter, your husband, your wife, anyone comes in contact with somebody who's trying to sexually exploit them, if it's a teacher, it doesn't matter whom it is, a boss, these people should be confronted and should need be prosecuted immediately, because this is how sexual exploitation stops. There has to be consequence. The reason why Harvey Weinstein was able to continue years and years and years and years of exploitation, according to the accusers, was because when it first started, nobody stopped it. Nobody stepped in and said, "You're not going to do this to me. You're not going to do this to my husband. You're not going to do this to my wife. You're not going to do this," whatever it might be. You can't wait 10 to 15 years later. Now you have 10 to 15 years worth of people who've all been silent and now are trying to say something. So something we need to also learn is just that right there, that we are supposed to confront evil. We are supposed to teach our children to confront evil. We should not at all give evil a pass, even for 2 seconds, and utilize the natural protections that God has given us within our families, for our children, and for our loved ones. And this way we can protect ourselves. And a couple other common things as well is not to put ourselves in compromising situations. This is a really important concept, not to put yourself into a compromising situation. This would mean sending daughters and wives off with other men. Not a good idea. Sending your sons and your husbands and putting them into compromising situations, not a good idea. A wife who has a husband who's going to be off with other women by himself, or a young person by himself, is not a good idea. This is putting him in a position where he might be vulnerable to usurp or exploit someone because of weakness. Not a good idea. Or that your wife, if a husband has a wife who's going off with someone else, for some reason, shape, form, or fashion, she is now vulnerable and has lost the protections that God has given her. Or your children, the same thing. So I think it's very important for people to stop and think about these subjects. If you take it seriously, the concept of thou shalt not commit adultery, then the concepts of utilizing God's innate, lawful means of sexual outlet, meaning in the marriage bed, then these kind of things can be avoided. But we should understand that no one is above sin. No one is above sin. Just because a person is married does not mean that they will prevent themselves or take themselves out of situations where they might try to sexually exploit someone or where they might be sexually exploited. And so we need to make sure we utilize our natural, God-given protections of the family. We should pray about these things. We should purposefully think about situations so we can avoid these types of things, husbands and wives working together with their children, and with the children teaching them what it means to be a person who is careful, a person who's watching out for sexual exploitation so they can avoid it. And specifically, most of it is preemptive. Most of it is a good defense, is a good offense, keeping yourselves out of these situations. And if we can do that, this is something we can learn from these terrible circumstances going on throughout the media. And hopefully it's something we can keep ourselves safe, our children safe, our families safe. And we can, instead of breaking these commandments, we can start to reconstruct things, reconstruct the family, or reconstruct society with the preventatives, with the measures in place for prosecution of people, and with the family doing its job, with taking care of everyone in it. So, thank you again for joining us. I hope this has given you some things to think about with this concept, with this idea of the Breaking News Podcast. If you have any ideas of updates we'd like to send us, please contact us on our website at thereconresourcenetwork.com. If you have any further information or need further information, you can always go there for any of it. And so thank you again for joining us today. And hopefully next week we'll have more updates for you and more content and ideas for you to think about. Thank you and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Breaking News. Until next time, Godspeed. Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network brings to you a complete lineup of podcasts where you will hear practical and tactical theology. Our desire is not simply that you consume our shows, but that you also live out your faith in every area of life. We can talk all day long about these things, but if we fail to put them into practice, then we fail as ambassadors of Jesus Christ, our King. Subscribe now to your favorite Reconstructionist Radio Podcast Network shows. Or you can subscribe to the Reconstructionist Radio Master Feed, where all of the content we produce, including the audiobooks and audio articles, will pop up as soon as they are available. And don't forget to visit ReconstructionistRadio.com to volunteer as a narrator or to partner with this ministry financially. May the Holy Spirit stir you into action for Christ and His kingdom.